You are about to embark on a 30-day world cruise. No, you're not. America Weekend starts right now, though.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us coming up, our weekly foray into the world of entertainment. A little thing we like to call the Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo, followed by how you win when phone carriers fight for your business and your love. Then another edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by Winston Churchill's blood. You want some? You can get some. Be ready to pay, though, because Winston Churchill's blood, or at least part of it, will be auctioned off. You know, if you're thinking for just that one more thing you need to make that new rec room, that man cave complete, a little drop of Winston Churchill's blood could go a long way. Then, cyber warfare strategies you should be aware of. Your entire life is now up there on the grid, in the cloud, on all these computer networks. And what's going on to protect you? We start this hour with Carnegie Mellon University. Maybe you're a high school student and you've decided you want to go to Carnegie Mellon University. You had D's and C's, and you didn't really know if you were going to be going to college. Perhaps you were headed to Apex Tech to get that free box of tools they promise. But instead, you applied to Carnegie Mellon. And then the letter comes in the mail, and it says, "Greetings. Yes, welcome to the family of Carnegie Mellon University." Oh, wait a minute. I think not. Carnegie Mellon University tells 800 applicants they're in, then they're out. Ben Leibowitz called up relatives to tell them he got into Carnegie Mellon University's graduate computer science program. He even went out to dinner with his parents to celebrate. Then he got a second email saying he hadn't been accepted after all. About 800 other Carnegie Mellon applicants experienced similar swings of ecstasy and agony, first rejoicing that the prestigious Pittsburgh institution had selected them for its Master of Science in Computer Science, then being told the acceptances were sent in error and that they had been rejected. "It was brutal. I didn't get much sleep last night," Leibowitz of Stamford, Connecticut said. "Now I have to clean up the mess. I'm going to call all my relatives. I'm sorry, it's not happening." Carnegie Mellon spokesman Kenneth Walters said the messages were the result of serious mistakes in the university's process for generating acceptance letters and that it would conduct a review to prevent another error. "We understand the disappointment created by this mistake and deeply apologize to the applicants for this miscommunication," Walters said. The university sent a follow-up email to the rejected students saying its system had, quote-unquote, incorrectly flagged applicants as being admitted. Dozens of applicants shared snippets of their rejection emails along with hints of their own disappointment on a school message board. Carnegie Mellon is the latest high-profile institution to accept applicants when it didn't mean to. In December, Johns Hopkins University mistakenly sent out nearly 300 undergraduate applicants' welcome messages when they were actually rejected or deferred. In February 2014, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology sent thousands of students a mistaken email about financial aid saying they were receiving the information because they had been admitted. In 2009, the University of California at San Diego sent acceptance emails to all 46,000 students who applied, including 28,000 who were rejected. Alyssa Davis, Leibowitz's graduate admissions advisor, said she'd never heard of erroneous acceptance letters at the graduate school level, in part because the process is much more personal than for undergraduates. And you know what jumped out at me? You know, these aren't little county colleges here that are making these mistakes. Carnegie Mellon, Johns Hopkins, MIT. MIT, where the future engineers and inventors of tomorrow are being trained today, and they cannot get their computer system to work properly. Oh, stay with us. Coming up next, the Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo. This is America Week... Oh, sorry, Christina. Turns out we're not... Oh, yes, we are going to use you this week. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
American Weekend.
Where Are They Now? With Ahmad Rashad.
A first-round draft choice by the New York Knicks in 1982, this three-point shooter extraordinaire is best known for a shot that changed the rule book.
Tucker launches it. It's good. It's good. Yes, it is possible to shoot with 1/10 of a second left.
So where is Trent Tucker now? Trent started the Trent Tucker All for Kids Foundation in the late 90s, teaching middle schoolers to focus on their educational futures. He still runs the foundation to this day. Meanwhile, the Trent Tucker rule about how much time it takes to get off a shot is talked about in NBA games almost every night.
Go back to 1990. This is called the Trent Tucker rule.
Can't get an alley-oop.
That has to be a tip as they throw it at the basket.
Looks like Trent Tucker's left his mark on the game for good. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What are the top three reasons marriages end? Actually, they will surprise you, and they're all very easy to fix. That is, if you're willing to take the time. Here's the science of it in reverse order. The number three reason marriages break up, meddling in-laws. The number two cause, one member of the relationship finds another person. And the third reason, which accounts for 70% of all divorces, is, you guessed it, money. What's the cheap psychological trick? When any marriage problem hits, meddling in-laws, an affairing spouse, or financial issues, get help quick. If you pretend the problem doesn't exist, the marriage is doomed from the start. Breaking up is easy to do. Staying together is hard. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.